I had Advil, Aleve, Aquafina. Grabbed something to hit me. What? Yandere Games. What the hell is this? Hey, babe. Babe, wake up. Babe. There's blood. You've been hit. I've been hit. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Babe, wake up. Babe. Babe, wake up. Just come on. Wake up. Just. Hey. Hi. Hi. Blink your eyes. Blink. Yeah. Hey. What are we doing here? I don't know. I thought maybe they told you. I don't know. We have some headache medication and a manual. Not Emmanuel, a manual. Yandere Games. The hell is this? I don't know. How am I supposed to know? The last thing I remember was a judge telling me that he's sick of seeing my face, that I don't learn anything, and then your mom screaming outside of the courtroom that you just need to walk away and I'm abusive. Yeah, that's all I remember. Yandere Games. What the? I don't have a clue. Where's my phone? I just, fine, let's take a look. It's okay. So, there's going to be a team of 2 to 4 of us protecting a survivor. Those who've been deemed Yandres have to protect their love. What does that mean? What does this mean? A survivor? You have a S on your shirt. Well, yes, I know the alphabet. There's a Y on my shirt. Okay. So my job is to protect. I mean, I can do that. I mean, all those women who are always looking at you. They are. Stop. There's always girls looking at you just because you don't see it. You're oblivious to how cute you are. Jesus. You grew up being told that you weren't attractive and not realizing how incredible you are. And don't worry, there's plenty of girls that find you attractive. And that's why I'm always going to. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. Okay, so it says you won't be given a weapon. I mean, that makes sense. You don't even know how to use one, much less clean up blood. We've proven that. Okay. Well, it looks like you also. Jesus. It looks like you also don't. I don't know. I don't understand any of this. I'm allowed to use melee weapons. There's a bag over. No, those are just training tools. They're not real ones, apparently, according to this. But okay, so I have to keep you alive, and there's gonna be other Yandres that are gonna be around you. What the hell is this? And they're going to be trying to take you from. So I just killed them in the beginning. No, that wouldn't make sense. If there's other teams and other survivors, we're probably going to have to take them out too. What? Yes. Okay. Look, if we're stuck in some Mad Max freaking match, I have to make sure you survive. I have to make sure I survive. I mean, what would be the point of all this if I died and you weren't with me? That's preposterous. That can't happen. And what would happen if something were to happen to you? I don't even care what prize there is waiting for me at the end of it. You're the prize, darling. Oh God, and if any of them look at, I mean, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right. If the other Yandres on our team look at you, I just have to. Maybe that's the lesson. I'm being taught a lesson. I'm being taught a lesson. To calm down, and if anyone looks at you, just remember I don't have to immediately punch them in the face anymore. Yeah, that's right. Okay. If anyone seems to say something nice about you, I don't have to bite them until they bleed. If anyone asks you out, I don't have to grab them by the back of the neck and slam their head repeatedly into the wall until I break their fucking nose. Yeah. If anyone makes you think they love you and you like them in return, I don't have to contemplate killing them and their entire family. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. Oh, this is going to be difficult. Okay, so we have to keep you alive. Apparently, in the area they're taking us to, there's going to be, I don't know, it seems like actors. It says zombies, but zombies aren't real. Maybe we're just playing like Nerf tag. No, it's not. I don't see Nerf guns or... All right. Our mission is to keep you alive. It doesn't matter if it's play or real, I guess. And there'll be zombies. And we have to hunt down the other team and eliminate their love interest without getting eliminated. And the deciding factor is then if the other team's one love interest can exist. And then only one Yandere can exist. And then after that, we'll be placed back in polite society to live forever and ever. Okay. So someone got the idea for Hunger Games and they decided to take relationships like ours and put them to the ultimate test. I'm sure that's okay. And what? Well, I mean, I don't care if there's actual weapons involved. No. I mean, look at it this way. It's just less competition. The average normie girl can't hold up to me. My biggest concern, my biggest fear for you, darling, is someone like me is going to come along and I'm going to have a little bit of a fight on my hands. Well, no, I'm not scared of fighting, but you know, who wants to do it when you don't need to? I don't know. Anywho. Okay, so when does this all start? I don't know. There's not a date on this. I don't know, honey. You see, you get like this every time. You start, I want to go home. I just want to live a normal life. I just want to find a normal... No one's going to love you the way I do, okay? Look, all those other girls wouldn't even give you a time of day because they're so vapid and stupid. I'm smart, I'm cute, I like all the things that you like, and I make sure you know that I never, ever, ever, ever want to spend a moment away from you. In fact, whoever put this stupid game together, whoever decided that they wanted to live a life from the Saw franchise, whoever this person is, this Hunger Games BS, they must have realized how much I love you. And they decided to put you with me. And they knew that they would have this entire place ruined by now if they didn't have you in the same cage as me. Apparently, we have more people on our team vying for you. And they aren't even good Yandres. Apparently, they don't even have a love interest already. So, I know for a fact that they won't be able to beat me. In fact, I issue this challenge to all the other hunters. So much as look at my love interest, so much as give them a pass. If you're on my team, I can't kill you in the beginning. That wouldn't be smart. But I will make sure that you have the most drawn out, fearsome, terrifying death that anyone has ever imagined. I will fillet the flesh off of your body, bit by bit, and feed it back to you as the only means of sustenance that you will have before you eventually get infected, if you don't bleed out first. But I'm going to be very careful to make sure that doesn't happen. Infections take so long. I don't know if they can hear me, but if anyone's recording this, please play that for them. And if you're not on my team, well, that just means that the gods smiled upon you, because that means that I will hunt you down and quickly put it into you. That's what a good hunter does. And your love interests, well, they, honestly, I'll probably kill them first, just because I want to see a little spark of passion in your eyes before I dim that light in your dome. What, honey? I don't know why you get so scared that I talk like that. Anyways, all right, let's rest up. Look, it looks like there's a button we can press for food. Yeah, apparently we get Uber Eats in this bitch. I want pizza or waffles. Honestly, I want waffles, Belgian waffles. Hey, guys. So we had this crazy idea on our Discord server to do the Yandere games. A really awesome viewer who is going to turn VA named Hawk, or Hoke, depending on how you want to say it, is going to be starting a channel. And honestly, after playing Dead by Daylight with him, he's amazing at improv. And it made me think, like, the way he played the killer was great. I was like, why don't we just record some Yandere stuff? You can be, you know, hunting things down. And if we do it in a gaming setting, maybe it's easier for you to do improv. And then I was like, wait, why don't we just set up a 7 Days to Die server? And we have multiple hunters. It could be Yandere versus Yandere going after someone. And we could just record the audio for it. And then it just morphed. Xena, learn how to talk. It morphed into this, like, battle royale freaking Hunger Games-esque Yandere Games thing. I don't know. It's gone crazy, and it's going to be fun. And I've also decided that I'm going to put up a $50 giveaway based off the views and comments or whatever. So if you guys want to enter into that, more details will be coming on the community tab. I'm stupidly excited about this. I absolutely love 7 Days to Die. I love Yandere stuff, because one day we'll get into my real life stories about being Yandere. But yeah, if you guys want to join in, make sure that you comment, make sure that you join the Discord, hunt down Hoke, H-O-K, Hawk, and give him massive encouragement, because I think that he will be amazing. Amazing. I would subscribe to that Patreon. I'm just saying, like, male Yandere content is just, it does something for a girl. Anyways, guys, I love you more than bacon, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!